Hello and welcome to the Real Estate Matters podcast. I'm Stuart Norton with the Alabama Center for Real Estate at the University of Alabama. And joined today, as always, by my co-host, James Benedetto. James, how you doing?
Hey, Stuart. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Exciting time of year. Wrapping up 23, moving into 24. And so, yeah, so today we'll talk about, what the market might have in order for the housing market. What will the housing market look like in 24?
Yeah, we got some interesting takes here. We just listened to NAR's end of the year report yesterday, and I know some other major names are coming out with their end of year reports and their predictions into 24. I think 24 is just going to be such an interesting year with what the Fed's going to decide to do. We've heard three or four rate cuts. I think it's going to be closer to three, but we'll get into that in a second. But
sure,
I'm just so interested to see what's going to happen and how the market kind of reacts to the Fed and what's going to happen with housing, because there's definitely a few issues than just low interest rates. When people bought in 2020, it seems like there's some other issues going on now.
Yeah, there are. And so, getting into 24, things will be a little different, but we'll get into the details here a little bit later. And so where do you want to kick off how we're going to look at, what lies ahead in 24?
I think mortgage rates. I think that's been such a hot button issue with what's going on out there in the economy. I think all of us are watching 10-year treasury yields and hoping that it kind of dips down so that we get an idea of what 30-year mortgage rates are going to look like. So from what you actually compiled, Stuart, I want to make sure that you're getting credit for all this. But let's start with NAR. They're thinking I'm assuming this is the end of 24 that you have this at, or is this just?
This will be it's actually an annual average.
Okay, so yeah. They're saying that the 30-year fixed is going to get to 6.3%, which I think is an interesting take to start with. But, we'll see some others, such as Realtor.com, they're at 6.8%, a little bit higher. National Association of Home Builders has it at 7.04%. Wells Fargo has it at 6.59%. Fannie Mae has it at 7.3%. And then to cap it all off, the Mortgage Brokers of Association, 6.1%.
Yeah, that MBA forecast is, so they're expecting rates to average 6.1% in 24. And if you average all those together, we're looking at about 6.7%. And so most of the consensus is, one outlier being Fannie Mae actually calling for rates to go up a little bit in 24. I don't really see, I really don't see that happening. And so the consensus is that, rates will be in the sixes range in 24, which is a slight decrease from where we are currently, kind of in the low to mid sevens. But the good thing is, if you look at the inflation numbers, inflation's still going up, but it's at a lower rate. Will the Fed hit its 2% benchmark in 24? We've made some progress towards that. It's definitely come down significantly since the highs we saw essentially this time last year. But I wouldn't be surprised to see, three small rate cuts in 24. We know that rates went up pretty sharply. Mm-hmm. If you look at, if you graph that out, 30-year fixed rate mortgage, went up pretty quick. It's going to come down a little bit slower. And so I see three small rate cuts, in 24, that's kind of what most of the industry is calling for. And so that is a little bit of a relief, for buyers. And the good thing is that, the rates are not as likely to continue going up. So,
yeah, I mean, thankfully, that's a good thing to hear. And with mortgage rates getting to some version of normalcy, I know a lot of the realtors and, new home first-time purchasers are looking for what existing home sales are going to look like. So I think let's just kind of jump into that. Makes it a little bit easier. So NAR for existing home sales has got a 4.7, just over 4.7 million.
Yeah, they're the most optimistic of the trade groups, which kind of fits in with, you know, historical expectations. Mm-hmm. So they're, you know, they're the most bullish, you know, of all the different groups at 4.7 million. And that's a big increase. You know, they're calling for about essentially a 13.5% increase in existing home sales. Mm-hmm. You know, will we see that double digit increase? I'm not so sure. You know, that's kind of an optimistic outlook. But, you know, with rates going down, home sales have trended downward for the last 2 years. And so, you know, it's more likely to increase now that we're kind of at a low currently. So they're the most optimistic with that. You know, some of our other groups, if we kind of roll down through the list, Realtor.com has it just under 4.1 million, which would essentially be flat. Mm-hmm. You know, from 23 to 24, they're calling for a very slight increase. And then some of our other groups, like the National Association of Home Builders, which they have a really good blog, by the way, if y'all want to check it out. It's called The Eye on Housing. They post pretty regularly. Housing commentary. They also have a forecast. It's available to anyone out there online. And so they're looking at just under 4 million. Existing home sales, which is about a 7% increase. And then some of the other groups, I was kind of surprised to see Fannie Mae, which fits in, you know, I mean, they were the one exception, you know, the one major industry organization calling for rates actually to average above 7 throughout 24. And so they're also looking at existing home sales being, you know, just above 4 million. And which is actually a 2% decrease from this year. And then just to round it out, kind of in this category, the MBA Mortgage Bankers Association, they're looking at just under 4.4 million, which would be about a 6% increase. Mm-hmm. And so average all that out, you know, we're looking at essentially, you know, industry average of right around 4.9% increase in 24, mainly driven by those slight rate cuts that many industry leaders are expecting in 24.
Mm-hmm. So for the first time home buyers out there that are maybe listening, or people who just may not understand the housing market and how it fluctuates, is that you were kind of saying that's kind of on par with the yearly change. Is that a good thing for first time home buyers, or do you feel like first time home buyers are still going to be a little bit stuck?
Well, it's still going to be a challenging market for them, mm-hmm. Especially, you know, we've talked about it a good bit, but saving for a down payment, you know, it's really harder than it's ever been, especially with, you know, rental increases across the board. Most goods, you know, and, you know, your average employee might get, you know, a cost of living raise, mm-hmm. you know, in the 3-4% range, but really doesn't offset all the increased prices that we're seeing. And so it might be, you know, it's going to be a little bit better if rates inch down a little bit. You know, it'll be a little bit better for first-time home buyers, but it'll still be a challenging market, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Let's jump over to new home sales, the other area that people are really keying in on, especially with this, what people are calling our housing deficit right now across some areas. So, go ahead, Stuart. I'll let you take it away. Let's start with NAR.
Right. And so there's been one more thing about new home sales. It's been, you know, we all know that inventory is very limited right now. And one area that we have seen actually, you know, year over year increases, you know, significant increases in the number of products available. And so new home inventory has been outpacing the resale market as builders have been active. But just running through the list of what they're looking for in new home sales. NAR, again, of all the industry groups, and just a quick recap of our industry groups we're looking at, National Association of Realtors, Realtor.com, National Association of Home Builders, Fannie Mae, and then the Mortgage Bankers Associations. Those are the groups that put out regular forecasts that I kind of monitor a good bit. But NAR, of that pack, NAR has the strongest forecast with around 800,000 new home sales, which would be a big jump. That's be a jump of almost 20% from this year. So again, calling for a pretty strong increase. Another group, you know, the home builders, not quite as optimistic, but still calling for an increase, 714,000. That'd be a 5.3% increase from this year. And then another group that's pretty optimistic, kind of falling in between the realtors and the home builders, that's the Mortgage Bankers Association. They did just put out a, they put out a monthly forecast, by the way, a housing forecast and an economic forecast for those who are interested. But that most recent forecast calls for 756,000, kind of falling, you know, not quite as bullish as the realtors, but a little bit more bullish than the home builders. And that's a 10% increase. And then finally, kind of rounding it out, Fannie Mae is, I would say, the most conservative of these groups that we've talked about. They're looking at just ahead of 650,000 new home sales, which is about a 5% drop from this year. And again, that's based on primarily on their outlook of rates staying in the sevens. But again, they were the only, you know, the only group to have that forecast of rates in the 7% range. That's an annual average in 24. So it makes sense that, you know, that their forecast for existing and new home sales is actually calling for a slight decrease there. But if you average all those out, new home sales, you know, the industry consensus is going to be about a 7.5% increase from this year.
So with that, you know, obviously the hope is that new home sales can kind of start filling in this little deficit that we've been talking about. Right. We've heard from many economists that have really called for restructuring of zoning laws to help get some of these new house builds started and get it up and running. Speaking of which, with housing starts, that's another area that we really look at here at the center. So, Stuart, go ahead and take it away for the look at the outlook for housing starts.
All right. Yeah. And so when we're talking about housing starts here, this is a single family only. You know, they also include a multifamily projection as well, but we're just going to focus on single family here since we're mostly talking about, you know, the single family market instead of the multifamily market. Mm-hmm. But again, the realtors are, you know, they have stronger expectations for housing starts than our other groups. They're actually calling for over 1 million new single family units, which would be about a 13% increase. You know, so they're calling for a significant, you know, elevation. And then right behind them, the only other group to look for over 1 million new single family homes, that's nationwide. That's your Mortgage Bankers Association calling for just over 1 million, 1.03 million, which is about an 11% increase. So those two groups are kind of, you know, they're more bullish than the others when it comes to what level of housing starts are we going to see. Some of the other groups that have where the expectations, you know, vary a little bit. And so look at the home builders, National Association of Home Builders calling for 946,000, which would be an increase of about 3.75%. And then some of our other groups, Realtor.com, again, not quite as bullish, looking for 900,000, a very slight increase from this year. And then Fannie Mae, 874,000, which would actually be a decrease of 4.5% from this year. But average all those out together, we're looking at, you know, 4.7% increase. So kind of for a quick recap, housing starts, most of your industry, you know, leading industry organizations are looking for an increase in 24. And I think that's likely to happen, especially as, you know, mentioned earlier, resale inventory, not many folks are moving. You know, they call it the lock-in effect. Mm-hmm. You know, many people that have purchased over the last few years, you know, of course, some people, you know, when you have to move, you have to move. But the folks that, you know, maybe they bought in 20 or 21 or 22 got a decent rate, you know, way lower than what we're looking at now. And so, yeah, so that so basically new home construction is kind of filling the gap there on the inventory side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you talked about that lock-in effect. Another huge part of that lock-in effect is just home prices in general. Existing home sales, the medium sales price for existing homes and for new homes. We can get through this pretty quickly because we're only looking at NAR and the MBA. What do you see out of those two groups? And go ahead and give us your the forecast for both groups.
Right. Yeah. So so if we start with with NAR, the National Association of Realtors, they're looking at an existing home, a median sales price of just under $390,000. That's the nationwide average. Calling for a very small increase. It's actually 0.7%, which I think is very likely. We have seen home prices stabilize recently. And I think it's, somewhat unlikely that I think it is unlikely that home prices nationwide and here in Alabama, I just really don't see, a significant decrease in sales prices. You know, even with rates being where they are, it's just it's an inventory thing. You know, anytime you have limited inventory, it's that's going to be, it's going to apply some upward pressure on the sales prices. And so I'm thinking that, in both Alabama and nationwide, we'll basically see sales prices either, stay unchanged or maybe increase very slightly. But I think, a big fall off in home values, we'll just call them. I just really don't see that as likely to happen in 24.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yeah. And so another group, so the Mortgage Bankers Association, they're calling for sale. They're actually calling for a little bit higher, median sale price for existing homes, right under $395,000, which would be about a 1.6% increase. But overall, I think home prices are going to increase maybe 1%, nationwide. And so basically to kind of hold steady, mm-hmm. Those existing homes.
Okay, so let's jump over into new home median sales price, something that I've kind of been interested to see, just to see not only just where the housing starts go, but what are they pricing these units at? Go ahead, Stuart, why don't you go ahead and take it away?
Yeah, so starting off with NAR, they're looking at new home sales price. This is the median, right around just under $446,000. That's about a 3.5% increase. Compare that to, 0.7% for existing homes. So they're calling for a stronger appreciation in those new homes, which, I could see that happening as well. But the main good news for buyers especially is that, we're not going to see any drastic increases when it comes to prices, either, whether we're talking existing or new. It's going to be in that low single digit range. And then the Mortgage Bankers Association, they're looking for, they're calling for essentially a, 1.4% increase. And so, average those out, we're basically looking at about 2.5%.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where, and it's interesting to see all the different forecasts from the various industry groups, and one method we've used here at the center is to kind of, see what everyone has to say, sort of average it out just to get like a consensus. And then go from there when it comes to this is and all this still working on it at the moment. But the Alabama home sales forecast, something that I put together here. We're still waiting, of course, for the, the rest of the data to come in. Mm-hmm. We've gotten a lot of the November data and it's looking like, in November sales, the decreases in October weren't they were smaller than we'd seen over the last 12 months. But then I noticed in November about half the markets in so far, the declines in sales, have kind of gone back, to about averaging about 20% for most markets, a 20% decrease from 1 year ago. And that's as, rates, did tick up during November a little bit, which of course is going to have that cooling effect on sales activity. But the good news, if you look at some positives from that, prices are stabilizing, and we expect that to continue in 24. But that Alabama home sales forecast, we're going to have that ready basically about mid-January is when we hope to have that available.
Awesome. Yeah. Looking forward to that and looking forward to a little bit more, research from your team, Stuart. So, as you look at all of these figures and all of these percent changes, what numbers really stick out to you as you're looking at the whole, maybe something that surprises you or something that you may have thought, oh, that, you know, maybe NAR is a bit too bullish. I mean, we all talk about that, but, you know, they have every right to be.
Sure.
What numbers really stick out to you?
The main thing are just, I would say the mortgage rates, you know, because that's really what drives, you know, housing is obviously, you know, as an industry that's very sensitive to mortgage rates, you know, when you see them, you know, it's that inverse effect, you know, obviously, you know, as the cost of, you know, as the cost of borrowing increases, you know, your purchasing power is diminished, obviously. But I really think, you know, it's going to be interest rates that really drive everything. And if, you know, if the industry consensus is correct, we'll see some more favorable rates. You know, they'll be elevated, of course, compared to the last few years, but, you know, mortgage rates in the 6%, you know, not so bad considering that we were looking at inflation, which was running pretty hot. You know, inflation's been, you know, it's getting better. But considering that we were looking at the highest levels of inflation, you know, recently, over the past year and a half, since the early 80s, looking at 6% mortgage rates, you know, in the 6% range, the mid sixes for 2024, not bad, you know, when you consider where they were in the early 80s. And also, it, you know, the battle against inflation, which is ongoing. But yeah, you know, as the Fed gets closer to that, you know, 2% benchmark. And one thing I didn't mention earlier, consumer expectations for the consumer price index, averaging about 2.5%. So inflation is expected to remain a little bit elevated, but that's a big improvement from the numbers we were seeing not so long ago.
Yeah, absolutely. So for, you know, people who just aren't well versed in what, you know, in terms of housing market, where things are going, you know, obviously we work with Benny Waller very closely, and, you know, rental markets are also kind of going through their ups and downs. For people who are maybe in between renting versus buying, what advice would you give them to kind of figure out what's going on with 24 in the year ahead?
Yeah. So, yeah, advice for buyers, is that, you know, generally speaking, you know, you can wait forever, you know,
exactly.
Like a lot of, you know, if you're waiting on the market to shift, you know, you might find yourself, you know, 2-3 years from now, you know, still waiting for prices to come down. And again, I just don't necessarily see that happening overall, you know, like with prices holding steady. And so I would say, you know, when it comes to rates, definitely shop around, you know, reach out to a few different, you know, it's always good when you can have folks, you know, competing with one another for your benefit, you know, so whether you're a first time home buyer or repeat buyer, you know, talk to a few different mortgage folks, you know, see what rate, you know, one can quote you, reach out to another, see if they can maybe do a little bit better than that, you know, and it's going to be maybe a small difference, but just shop around for the best rate you can get. That would be one piece of advice. And then, another would be just, you know, there's always value to be found in certain properties, you know, especially if it's, a property that, you know, maybe needs a little bit of work, you know, maybe is a little bit further away from, you know, maybe a little bit further out than you might have, you know, because prices will generally, you know, the further you get outside of an area, you know, prices will generally soften up a little bit. But there's still, even though, you know, even with all the growth in home prices recently, there's still some value to be found out there in specific, you know, especially in a property that might have some deferred maintenance. You know, of course, you're going to have to put a little bit of improvement dollars into that, but at the end of the day, you know, still, you know, some values, some bargain buys, you know, relatively speaking, to be found, you know, and the longer you wait, generally, the, you know, kind of speaking generally here, painting with a broad brush, but as they say, you know, 7%, you know, whether it's a 6.5-7% mortgage rate, you know, I mean, you're I've heard it said by some folks in the industry, you know, I mean, if you're renting, you're essentially paying 100% interest rate.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and there's 100%. Always a time to rent, you know. I mean, everybody, depending on, you know, if you're only going to live somewhere for a short time period, you know, you need to obviously need to own a home. It's a long-term play. Mm-hmm. The transact, you know, if you need housing for just a year, you're obviously better off looking to rent versus buy. But yeah, I mean, I've just heard countless stories from people that I've talked to, you know, waiting for prices to decrease, waiting for mortgage rates to decrease. Yep. And then, you know, sometimes it's just the more you wait, the, you know, there's no guarantee that there's going to be some improvement. But at the end of the day, it's just a personal decision, you know, run the numbers, pencil it out, you know, the monthly payment, you know, can you qualify for the loan? But is that payment something that's sustainable, you know, that's not going to put too much pressure on your household budget?
Yeah, as we're all trying to time this out, it seems like the more you wait, the more uncertainty there is. So,
right.
I definitely can understand that.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
And I'll just finish with one anecdote just from a friend who lived, they moved out to the Rocky Mountain West, mm-hmm. you know, and essentially, you know, rented for almost a decade, you know, because it was an expensive area where they were, and waited about 10 years for that purchase, you know, and, you know, waited essentially almost a decade, you know, for prices to flatten out, for this and that to happen. And, but at the end of the day, you know, they ended up purchasing something that they're very happy with, affordable payments, mm-hmm. you know, all the things that a young family is looking for in a house, you know, good schools, good location, neighborhood,
right,
all those amenities. But yeah, it's, you can only sit on your hands for so long, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. So just to wrap up really quickly, Stuart, talk a little bit about what you got going on in terms of research. I know our indices are out, so obviously go ahead and talk about that, but what else you got, coming out that people can look forward to in 2024?
Yeah, the big thing, the home sales forecast is mentioned, you know, we'll get that around, hopefully mid-January, maybe more like the end of January. But the big thing right now is the commercial real estate index and also the residential real estate index. These are, you know, two forward-looking products that we launched in the middle of 23. But we need participation, you know, on both fronts, you know. So whether you're working in the residential industry, whether you're working in the commercial industry, check out the ACRE website. You can easily register and complete the survey in just a couple of minutes. And that really helps us just get, like, you know, feedback from a broader group. And we're just looking to increase participation for both of these surveys going forward. And we hope, you know, our hope with these is that it'll be a product that people look forward to seeing, mm-hmm. you know. And it's nice that it's a forward-looking index. You know, it's on the commercial side, 8 brief questions. On the residential side, 6 questions. So, again, you know, you can complete that survey in just a couple of minutes. All the, you know, all the answers are confidential, and then we aggregate those together and publish them in our reports, which should be available definitely before AcreCom, you know, our big conference coming up in February. But we're looking to have those out around the end of January as well.
Yeah, very exciting times. You know, the research never stops, as someone
it really
once
doesn't.
Told me.
It really doesn't. And when January rolls around, of course, we'll get the, you know, the Q4 reports out there, and then the annual reports out there, just so you can see how 23 stacked up with other years.
Well, that's awesome. Stuart, thank you for joining us today. We wish you all a very safe and happy holiday. Enjoy your holidays and obviously enjoy the new year. And we will see you guys in 2024. Thank you so much for listening.
All right. Thank you, James.
This has been the Real Estate Matters podcast produced by the Alabama Center for Real Estate. Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, TuneIn, Spotify, Podbean, or just ask Alexa to play the Real Estate Matters podcast.